Thank you for joining the Break of Dawn. I forgot to mention my last podcast that I put on in the background, and I don't have it really loud, but I have Chris Tomlin playing in the background. Because I notice sometimes when people do podcasts and they put on music and you can't hear the person, it drives me nuts. So I just wanted a little background music, but I didn't want it to overtake. Even though I can be very loud, I'm that's not the space that I'm in. You know, if I'm rooting for my football team, I'm very loud. So too loud sometimes. Anyway, okay, so here we're going to continue on scripture about encouragement and hope. And I hope it does give you hope and encouragement. And I mean, it's the word of God, and it should. And just take your time. And if there's something, like I said in the last one, if it speaks to you, write it down and really delve into the each word and see where what God shows you. Okay, so first we're going to read Hebrews 10:25. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that though the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ezra 10:4. Rise up. This matter is in your hands. We will support you, so take courage and do it. Joshua 10:25. Joshua said to them, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight. First John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Philippians 1:27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:8. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. 2 Chronicles 32:8. With him is only the arm of the flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. 2 Samuel 10:12. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. He always does. That's me. I just added that. Deuteronomy 31:23. The Lord gave this command to Joshua, son of Nun. Be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you. Matthew 10:28. Do not be afraid of those who will kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Matthew 17, verse 20. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Excuse me. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is in the Lord is not in vain. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Luke 12, verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Joshua 2, verse 11. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Daniel 10, verse 19. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. 1 Chronicles 19, verse 13. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. Amen and amen. So I'm going to stop there, but I just wanted to, again, encourage you to take a few minutes, listen to the scripture I read, or, you know, if something, again, speaks out to you or really touches your heart, dig a little deeper into that scripture. And I always tell people when we're just having a conversation, they're like, I just don't have time to spend with God. And I'm like, you know, it takes 5 minutes. Everybody has 5 minutes. And once you spend that 5 minutes with God, with the creator of the universe, and you give him that 5 minutes, it's amazing what he can do with those 5 minutes. And once you do that, things start to change. And so then, oh, you know what? I'll give God 10 minutes. Then it grows to 15 minutes. You know, he wants to have a conversation with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And you can't have a relationship with someone if you're not spending time with them. Right? I mean, you know, and that's whether you're have a relationship with your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You have to put in time and spend time with that person. That's what God wants. He wants a personal relationship with you through his son, Jesus. You know, and it's the best and most important relationship we can have on this earth, to give him that time to get to know him, because he already knows us. He created us. You know, he placed you in your mother's womb. He knew you before time. Isn't that powerful? Think about that. So I pray you have an amazing, I'm going to wrap it up there. I pray you have an amazing and wonderfully blessed day. And thank you for joining the Break of Dawn.